Dialogue 4.
Millions of amateur investors like you have to rely on a dizzying array of financial newspapers, magazines, and commentators to get investment information.
Yes, it's sometimes scary if you think of the tremendous amount of media we face every day.
It's like information overload, not to mention the reliability of these papers and magazines.
Which financial magazines and newspapers do you think do the best job of checking facts?
Well, for example, the Wall Street Journal is very, very good. Even though it's used on occasion, as all news organizations are, by CEOs or bankers who leak their mergers in advance in order to get a positive spin.
I like to read Fortune.
Good. Fortune is usually ahead of the curve, and Business Week is very solid too.
Where does a broadcast company get most of their information? I hope it's not just from press releases.
A good broadcast company usually does far more than press releases. Their people go out and do real reporting, talking to people at the stock exchange, fund managers, analysts, etc.
But sometimes when a flimsy report or even a rumor gets on television, there's going to be a terrible echo chamber effect.
You are right about that.